Time now for immigrant stories. When Antonio was 10 years old, he crossed the U.S. border, hidden on the floor of a car. His mother wanted him to have a chance at an education that wasn't attainable in his small village. Since his crossing 10 years ago, Antonio has excelled at school and athletics. He hopes to save enough money someday to go to college and study computer engineering. Here he remembers the challenges he faced when he first arrived. What was the hardest time that you remember of coming here?
My first years in middle school, because people bother me, like other students bother me, because I didn't know how to speak in English, so they knew that I couldn't defend myself. Sometimes they will steal my stuff, and at that time I was afraid to say something.
So they made fun of you because you couldn't speak English?
Yeah.
So how did you overcome that? What would you do?
Work harder. I learned English in 2 years. I would listen music to Usher. The time of music was during that time. So that music, and then I would look it up in the internet and read it and listen to the music, and that's how I learned how to pronounce a few words and how to make sense of how things go. So that's how I learned. And also, like, with my teachers, I had a really cool teacher, and he taught me a lot.
So what was it about this teacher that was special?
He knew how to talk both languages, and at that time, he will say, like, what's the capital of this state or this country or something like that, and he will give us candy for the person who will get it right. So I'm a very competitive guy. That's how I also got to move on and learn faster.
So who else besides this teacher, who were the other people who reached out to you and helped you in those first difficult years?
No one. I had to do 7th grade by myself and part of 6th grade. That was a difficult time during my 6th and 7th grade, because I would ask for help, like my family, and they wouldn't know anything because they don't speak English. So I would always have my dictionary by me when I was doing like big projects or doing some stuff, research. So that's...
So, but it takes twice or three times as long to do a project, right? When you have to look up all the words.
Yeah.
What was it about you that made you not give up? I mean, some kids would have gone, forget it.
I think it was my family, because when I got here, I saw them, how they live. And it was... We were living like in a small room. 3 people, 1 small room, 1 bathroom, 1 kitchen. And we would sleep in one bed, everyone. Like, and it was difficult. So, I don't know, that's not the kind of future I want. I want something better for them. And hopefully one day go back to Mexico and meet my other family.
That was Antonio. To learn more about immigrant stories, please go to our website, kdnk.org.